All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Lust Academy. We're back. Let's get this started. Easiest house points in my life. I wish all lessons in life were at least that interesting. Ha ha ha, true. Believe me, homeschooling by my parents wasn't great either. Let's see how potion brewing would go. Do we get points for attending that? Sure. Then count me in. Wow, this place looks nothing like Victoria's Glass. Far more ancient and gloomy, as if it wasn't rebuilt since medieval times. I wonder why. Students, welcome to our first potions class. My name is Miss Sabrina Spellman. I will be your teacher. Supposed to be Sabrina the Teenage Witch. What do you think of our interior design? I could tell by your wide eyes that you've noticed. It's quite unusual, isn't it? That's because our classroom is the last remnant of the original academy. When Cordale was restored, all the rooms were gradually modernized. All of them except this classroom. Its walls and floor are soaked in the fumes of hundreds of thousands of magical elixirs. And that somehow makes them indestructible. The headmaster has long wondered how to get rid of this effect. But so far, no one has been able to find a way. Can potions do that? Or is it just a story to justify the disrepair? I guess we'll never know. That concludes our foray into Cordale's history. Today you begin your study of the noble art of potions, but I hasten to disappoint you, you won't be going near the cauldrons today, because a couple of years ago some of the freshmen didn't follow the safety instructions. It was a minor incident, and there were a few casualties. What the fuck? She's saying it's more dangerous to make potions than to do magic. So now the learning process has been relaxed. Today we start with theory, then there's a safety lecture, and only then will we begin the real magic. Of the subject of potions. Are we clear on that, or are there any questions? Are they dead? Why do wizards need potions?
Let's work our way down.
Excuse me, did you say casualties? Is brewing potions that dangerous? Of course not. It was a very unfortunate set of circumstances. There's nothing safer than brewing potions. I've devoted my whole life to it, and look at me. Not a scar, not a scratch. So don't worry about that silly story. You've made me feel much better. I don't mean to sound ignorant, but this whole world of magic is new to me. If wizards can conjure, why do they need potions? Oh, I confess for a potions teacher such a question is insulting, but I will forgive you, especially since this is an important topic, which we will discuss during today's class. Thank you very much. So far, everything is clear. Thank you very much. The main topic of today's introductory class will be potions, and why you should learn the art of making these magical drinks. I'm sure Miss Lapice has already told you about the sources of power, and that magic is much a part of nature as you and me. Yes, we've just been through that. But what does that have to do with potions? Not all sources of magic are equally subject to the power of mages. Especially since every mage's connection to these elements is individual. And with potions, any mage can overcome those variations. Potions help confuse enemies, enhance your skills, and heal wounds quickly. A skilled potion maker can grant power and take life with just one drop. The goal of the potion's course is to teach you how to determine the magical properties of ingredients, as well as how to mix and prepare them to obtain desired effects. You all should have received your textbooks. They will be your trusty resource for recipes and tips. Carry them to every class, because you can only access the cauldron if you have your textbook. Safety precautions. Your home assignment is to study paragraphs 1 and 2 in your textbooks. Memorize the ingredients for all the potions mentioned in those paragraphs. This is necessary so that we can begin to practice. And brew the first real potion. I'm looking forward to it myself. Class dismissed. I hope it gets more interesting when we get to actual brewing. Safety instructions and theory craft made me sleepy. I feel like having a cup of coffee. Oh yes, I almost forgot Elijah wanted to meet me at the cafe after classes. Well, I guess I'll kill two birds with one stone then. So this is the local cafe. It's not bad. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Neither is she.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then one eyes lance off to the...
What do we have here? Is she a waitress or the best dish on the menu? Anyway, she looks pretty cute. And she's looking at me. I have to say something. Hey, I'm Grim. Oh, hi. My name is Molly. Haven't seen you around here. Are you new here? Yeah, freshman, just looking around. That's cool. Congratulations. This place looks very cozy. Thanks, that's nice to hear. Cup of something hot? No, thanks, I don't have any money right now. Don't worry, it's my treat. In that case, a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? I'm a coffee drinker, but I can drink either. If you want to go with tea, we'll go with tea.
Let's try it out.
Cup of tea. Black, no sugar. Just a minute. Here you go. Thank you. Are you a magician too? No, an aspiring entrepreneur. That's interesting. So you got a job here as a waitress? Not exactly. This is my cafe. Really? Sorry, I thought you worked here as a waitress. I am. It's a small business, for now. So I work by myself. That must be really hard. It can be, but that's okay. I can do it. I know what I'm talking about. I worked as a waiter for a while, so I can imagine the workload. I've been a bartender too. Really? Yeah, I needed something to do after I broke my leg. Long story. What if? Grim, I had a crazy idea. You said you were broke. How would you like to get a part-time job? Wow, that's an unexpected offer. You're inviting all strangers to work? Ha ha ha. No, but I got a hunch about you. And my instincts never fail me. Especially since you already gave me your full name. If anything goes wrong, I'll find you. Ha ha. Creepy. Agree or refuse?
I guess it'd be a good way to meet people.
Yeah. Sounds too good to refuse. Does it? That's great. Then come back in the afternoon or evening when you have some free time. It never hurts to have extra hands. It's a deal. Yo, Grim. This way. Have a seat. Hi. So did you meet the teachers? Sure did. That's great. I'm sure you'll soon be 100% integrated into the university life. What do you mean? Well, studying, clubs, parties, romance? Let me ask you a question, Grim. Shoot. What did you come to Cordell for? That's a weird question. I've been given a chance to be the best or new acquaintances.
Been given a chance?
I was going to say that, actually.
Which one?
I've been given a chance.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
The invitation came to me and I jumped at the chance. Yeah. How do you know what you're in for if you... How do you know what you're in it for if you've only just learned about magic? Well, you have a point. So anyway, what I'm asking is, I got some business on the side. I could use someone like you. Like me? Yeah. A man who takes a chance when he sees one. Enough riddles. What's the deal? You see, everything in Cordell is fine, except a couple of overly strict rules. Many of the things forbidden in the academy can be very useful and pleasant. What are you talking about? Well, you know, a little doping to get things done. Or the opposite, to relax and take your time. Are you talking about something illegal? Come on, of course not. In some states and countries it's legal, in others not so much. If people's average IQ wasn't around 70, no one would be banning these things. You think? Sure, there's a limit to everything. You can die from too much coffee. And if you start the Hungarian dragon fireworks without reading the instructions, it's a lot easier to die. Well, we're not talking about fireworks. Why not? It's one of my offers. I got all kinds of stuff depending on who it's for and what it's for. That's why I need help. Some orders I can't handle on my own, especially now that I have the responsibilities of a house advisor. Are you with me? I don't know. I need to think about it. Okay, I understand. It's not an emergency. Usually everyone brings stuff with them after the summer. They come to me afterwards. Or when they're planning a party. I'm telling you, there are perks to this business. Like the risk of being expelled? Nonsense. Author's too kind-hearted. I got caught with a live dragon egg once. The boys at Crowhive wanted to breed it and tame it so that... It doesn't matter. The point is, I've never been expelled. As you can see, it didn't even stop me from becoming prefect. Alright, alright. You sound convincing, but I still have to think about it. When you decide, you know where to find me. Just don't ask about it just don't talk about it on campus. I don't want anyone to accidentally overhear us. Okay, now, that's settled. How you doing here, bro? Have you made any friends here? Well, except me, I mean. Well, actually, yeah. I have a date planned for today with a pretty girl. Well done, I see you don't waste any time. What about you, any plans? Nothing that can be discussed in public, amigo. But don't worry about me. Go, have a blast. Alright, see ya. Haley wanted me to meet her in her room. I hope I won't spoil this. Why am I so nervous about this? It's been a while since I was on a date with a girl that cute. Ever since my injury, I had no confidence to ask anyone out. But old life is over. Be gone, anxiety. Today is my day. I feel it. Wow, can't take my eyes off her. Haley, you look great. Hi, Grim. Thank you. Shall we go? What eagerness. You're in a hurry to get back to your books, aren't you? Why are you like that? I didn't mean to offend you. I was just kidding. Your speech about the magic textbook was so passionate. Stupid. Heh. Let's hurry up. I'm starving. It's beautiful here. It really is. There's something magical about nature. Do you think the world will ever be the same for us? What do you mean? Well, there's magic all around. Is everything here so saturated with magic? Or have we just learned to feel it around us? Wait. What's the difference? If it's the latter, then we'll be able to feel the magic around us when we get home. I never really thought about it. Can you imagine how depressing it would be in the summer? To feel all the magic around and not be able to use it? Don't worry about it. Summer is still a long way off. You'll get tired of magic and miss the benefits of civilization. You think so? Of course. Let's get inside. Everything looks so yummy. Bon appetit. You too. She chews so neatly. Strange, I've never paid attention to the way my companions eat. Maybe I'm staring too hard. What? Would you like to try some? A what? No, thank you. It's just that you were looking so closely. She did notice, though. I was just thinking. Never mind. Whatever you say, I don't mind. Phew, got through that. What were you thinking about? Damn it. About what you said, or your eyes?
Your eyes.
About your eyes. Excuse me? I didn't mean to sound creepy. It's just, I don't know if it's the magic in the air, or if you have really expressive eyes. I got a little lost in them. Grim, are you serious? I'd sooner believe that you're dreaming about my sushi. What? Well, it's just that you... I'm sorry, I'll be blunt. Your order. Look at Molly's butt. Don't look at Molly's butt.
Don't look.
Can't remember which ones.
Wouldn't really be good if you're telling someone how much you like them, then you're like, good. Hold on a second. Booga. No.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Check this out. That's the kind of service I like. No wonder Molly gets so many tips. Hey, buddy. Oh, I was just proving to me that you weren't joking about being a perv. Sorry, let's pretend that didn't happen. You wanted to tell me something. Forget it. Oh, come on, I'm curious. Why don't you believe my compliment is sincere? Well, you don't strike me as a romantic. What do you mean? We haven't known each other very long, but you seem like a simpler, more straightforward kind of guy. Not the kind of guy who would sit with a girl in a cafe and talk about eternal things. I'd be less surprised if you were staring at my chest. You're hurting my feelings. I've been looking at your boobs for a long time. There, that's what I'm talking about. I'm a multifaceted person. Never mind. Anyway, spit it out. What do you mean? Tell me why you called me here. What do you mean? You wanted to talk about something? To talk about the basics of magic? Maybe practice some magic together? Or were you trying to trick me? Is it working? I knew it! I was just kidding. You're desperately lacking in simple impulses in your life. I asked you out because I wanted to ask you out. I hardly know anybody here but you. And I thought we had a great time on the train. Yeah, you were a lot of fun. I'm sorry for jumping to the punchline. In high school, guys often pretended to be interested in me. And in reality, they needed help in school. And what, no one wanted to get into your pants? I'm sorry that you went to school with scumbags. But don't lump everyone together.
Nowadays, they...
Yeah, give me a chance and eventually you'll see what I'm really like. There's no other way. Okay. Friends? Friends, for now. Wow.
Well, for now? You gotta tell them right
Who knows what you'll do? Okay. Look, Grim, it was really nice to make a friend, but... Have we already had a fight? No, I have to finish my individual assignment from Victoria. Gotta run. I get it. It's hard to let go and just stop being a straight-A student. Just do what you think is right. Thank you for a lovely evening. You too. By the way, just so happens that I live in the same building. So if I don't seem too intrusive to you, can I walk you back to the dorm? Intrusive? Not at all. I'm sorry, I was so focused on Victoria's assignment, I spaced out a little. Sure you can, let's go. Well, that date turned out to be pretty awkward, but somehow it wasn't bad awkward. I think we had fun. Still can't believe no one was interested in Haley in high school. Were classmates blind? Anyway, I need to think of a plan to not get stuck in her friend zone. But later, I have to get some sleep. See, this game, you have to work towards your relationships. Ring, ring. Shit, what is that noise? Have I forgotten to turn my old alarm off? Not the best way to wake up, definitely. Oof. Nah, I can't make my mind to fall asleep again. Maybe it's for the better? I can go get some breakfast before classes. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. My brain needs some fuel to soak up all this knowledge about magic. Hi, Sam. You look great. Hi. Thank you. How you feeling, Grim? Full of energy. Why? It can be hard for newbies to adapt to magic. I'm worried about you. Don't be silly. I'm perfectly fine. Listen, I've been meaning to ask you. Wait a minute. Why are you standing there like you're in trouble? There's plenty of room. Here, sit down and tell me. You care too much about me. How are things with you and Andy? I haven't seen him in a while. Who? Well, Andy. The guy you came with to cheer for me at my game. He also drives a light blue Dodge. That's whom you're talking about? How do you remember him? I only went out with him a couple of times. Yeah, what happened? We don't get along. Or rather, she said we didn't get along. Strange, he seemed nice enough. Everyone has their quirks. Not you. Sometimes I think you're a little too perfect. Oh, believe me. What's that supposed to mean, Sam? What are you, flirting with me? How's your leg? My leg? Why are you bringing that up? It hurts a little when I stand up, but all in all, it's okay. Wait, you still haven't cured it? How would I cure it? Whistley Spa has a great masseuse. You could even get back into sports if you wanted to. I don't know what kind of sport we're talking about with my leg. Even if you take away the pain, the muscles are not the same. Have you forgotten where you are? It's magical world, baby. I can't promise you'll enjoy the healing process, but at Whistley's they practice curing magical massage. The results are amazing. Are you telling me my leg would be the same as it was? I can't promise, but Sam, this is great. Come on, I had nothing to do with it. Hey, I guess you're right. And to think I'm both a wizard and not a cripple? That's a shame. Why is that? Can you imagine how cool I'd look with a cane staff? You're stupid. What do you need a staff for anyway? No one in Cordale uses those wooden things. Maybe Frollo sometimes, but he's pretty weird. By the way, he's the prez of our dueling club. Frollo. He met us after the train. Does he have different pupils? Aren't they creepy? Although one of our classmates thinks they're sexy. I'm speechless. Are you in a dueling club? I was last year. Now, I'm having trouble with that. Yes, what's wrong? I can't seem to get the hang of one attack spell. I don't know what it is, maybe a summer without practice didn't do me any good. That's pretty weird. Cheer Samantha up or comfort her?
Comfort.
Hey, don't be sad about it. You'll do great. I'll help if you need it. And it's not all about this dueling club. Anyway, it'll be alright. You're right, of course. Thanks for your support. You can always count on me. Stop embarrassing me. Sorry, it's hard to hold back. Okay, Grim, I still have to deal with my schedule. No problem. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for the nurse advice, Sam. I'll be sure to check in with her. No problem. Thank you. Alright, I've got to go if I want to get to Victoria's lesson in time. It'd be rude to be late on my first week. And something tells me that Victoria does not like slackers. Wow, I've made it in time. I haven't had some time to chat with someone. I should probably tell Lily that I've earned some points by attending lessons. Hey, Grim. Hey, baby. Baby, hehe, what kind of nonsense is that? I just like the way it sounds, and you actually look like a baby girl. What are you doing? Just thinking about you. Thinking about me? What? I'm flattered, but... No, I mean... I'm thinking about the ways to get some additional points for you and me. She's so embarrassed. It's time to get ready for the class now. I thought you got house points for attending. Or are you here for something else? I'm here for points. But knowledge never hurts. Well said. I'm trying to mix business with pleasure too. And how's the point collection going? I haven't missed a single class, as promised. Well done! But I think that won't be enough to win a house competition. What? Why? Everyone takes classes. It's not a revelation. We have to think of something else. Well, what do you suggest? I know a way to not only earn house points for us, but also take them away from the other houses. Is that even legal? I'm listening. We have to win at the dueling club. Oh, that's what you mean. That's what I'm talking about. It's important to show other houses that they can't mess with us. And how do we do that in the dueling club? When you win, you get points from that house that lost to you. That way you can compensate points difference if we fall behind the other house. So what do you think? I can handle this. I'm not sure you can. Let's make a bet.
A bet? Yeah, a friendly bet.
If Leonhardt takes other house points in a duel, I win. And if it loses, you win.
Alright, it's a deal. But if I win, you obey my orders for a month.
To be enslaved for a month by a hot Asian girl? Though what good would it do if it isn't sexual? Okay, and if I win, I want one kiss. What? Have you lost your mind, Grim? No, I'm as serious as can be. You win either way. And I get extra motivation to tear opponents up. Alright, if you win, you'll get a kiss. But you'll lose. We'll see. We'll see. Good luck. Hey, Naomi. Hey, Grim. Right? Yeah, exactly. She remembered my name.
How you doing, girl?
That's a pretty good start. You got into the same house as Lily, right? Yeah, Leonhardt. Sorry you had to end up there. But don't upset yourself. It's not your fault. What can you do? Adarin only picks the best. Naive girl. If you only knew how hard Katrina tried to make me choose her. I'm very happy with the way things turned out, actually. Especially since I could have easily been an Adarin. Poof. Keep telling yourself that, and someday you'll believe it. She's so stubborn and tactless. Let's change the subject. Is it hard to face the truth? I don't understand what kind of truth you're talking about. And still, I didn't come here to argue. And? Well, I mean, you approach a, you know, German Shepherd, what did you expect? I didn't come here to argue! Well, I did!
Came here to win!
For what, then? I wanted to know you better. You look like a nice girl. Nice girl? Ha ha ha! Let's see how prickly the cactus is, so to speak. Dude, are you really wanting to travel these waters? There are many, many men. Many men, dark-skinned men that say,
no, there's a reason why we don't do it no more. There's a reason why we...
There's a reason why black women are single. Let's see how prickly the cactus is, so to speak. Maybe we're kindred spirits. What do you think? You and me? Ha 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 ha! That's funny. You'll never know until you try, Naomi. And what's so funny about that? Have you heard the saying about the eagle and the hen? Why fly like a hen when you can soar like an eagle? Tease Naomi or reply romantically?
Tease?
Hey, little chick, don't get it twisted. Let the eagle decide whether to fly with you or not, jackass. What makes you think you can talk to me like that? Oh, shit, Lita. See, look what you did. You done started something. I was just using your words, cutie. That, my friend, is a double standard. Oh! We are not friends, asshole. That was rude, cutie. Someone should teach you some manners. Brah, you about to get fucking slapped. You called me a chicken. Not chicken, chick. You drew your own conclusions. But that's on you, alright? That's not my problem. Ah, fuck you. What are you picking on me for? Look, I just wanted to know you better. Why are you getting so weird about this? There must be something human underneath all of your barbs. Alright, I get it. You get it? Do you want to get to know me better? Okay, but not right now. I'm getting ready for class. Sure, I understand. Let's meet later after your classes, okay? Whatever you say. Great, I'll find you. Now leave me alone. God damn, bro. You're gonna get a hate fuck.
Oh no, not a hate fuck. What am I gonna do?
Today's lesson is about the nature of magic. What about sources of power? Has anyone found their source of power yet? I'm not the only one who's stumped. Unfortunately, not all students have found their sources of power as of yet, but that's okay. Like I said, don't rush yourself, it can be dangerous. Open the textbook Fundamentals of Magic, page 16. Lecture topic, the nature of magic. You already know that magic is part of the nature around us. But magic has one peculiarity. It is the only matter that permeates all worlds, not just ours. It is not subject to the specific laws of one world's physics and chemistry. It makes it possible to change the natural course of events. Sounds too good to be true. You're right. You should look for a catch in everything. She's right about that. Magic is a very fluid, changeable, and capricious matter. To cast real spells, not petty tricks, you have to have the utmost concentration and dexterity. Otherwise, your own power can destroy you. Be terrified or boast. I'll answer it.
Both don't sound like great options.
What do I care? No spell can break my will. Oh, you're very presumptuous, Mr. Grimm. Even the greatest wizards can stumble, and your potential has yet to be discovered. I'm quite sure of myself. That's commendable, but confidence is better when it's backed up with knowledge. Attend classes more often, and you really won't be in any danger. The teachers of Cordale are here to guide your learning in an effective and safe manner. Absolutely, and I always look forward to your classes, Victoria. I wonder if that's her natural size. You know, there could be magic for that. Right, yeah.
These titties taste magical.
Or is there a bit of magic involved?
As my friend the Lucky the Leprechaun says, they're magically delicious.
Well and good, then let's get back to the lesson. Wizards and certain creatures can manipulate magic and use it to alter the material world. The ability is innate. People first began to notice their abilities to perform magic a long time ago. For centuries, magic was not controlled in any way, and quite a bit of it was made public, which led to the persecution and extermination of magicians. Fortunately, this stopped before the first written sources appeared. It is now accepted around the world that magic is kept secret from non-magicians, and it is not used to influence secular society. But you will study this in more detail in the history of magic. And that's all for today. Your homework remains the same. Find your source of power. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Don't forget about the potion brewing lesson. Sabrina is waiting for you guys. Man, potion brewing sucks. I'll probably skip. Who wants to join me? Don't you want to earn house points? I couldn't care less about house points, bro. See you guys later. I hope that guy is wrong, and this time potions will be more enjoyable. But even if the theory is boring, I'm sure it'll be helpful in the future. Students, take your seats. Class is about to begin. Now, what did I ask you to do? Oh, right. I hope you all prepared by reading paragraphs 1 and 2. We had an assignment? Damn, I totally forgot about that. I don't think there's any need to waste time checking. Except for some spot checks. I was just about to brew myself a lesser healing potion, and I totally forgot what to put in it. Who wants to come to the kettle and help me?
Who can show me what we put into the lesser healing potion? I think I saw something like this when I opened the textbook. Should I try to remember? Try to answer or stay silent.
Try to answer?
Miss Spellman, I think I know the answer. Alright, come to the pot and show me. Just a minute. There was definitely something about tears and hair. Unicorn tears, deer hair, Norwegian moss, goat tears, mockingbird feather, birch bark, tears of deer, unicorn hair, Icelandic lichen.
I don't remember
this. I don't either. I think we're gonna fuck this one up probably, guys.
Can't you go back and keep picking the answer?
Yeah, I think I can. No, there's absolutely not.
Okay.
Tears of woodland deer, unicorn hair powder, Icelandic citraria. That's right. Good work, Grim. Simple as that. You even got it in the right order. I'm impressed.
Simple, huh?
We'll go through the making of all the basic potions step by step during practice. In the meantime, let's move on. The topic for today's lesson, the basics of safety. Unfortunately, many students without proper experience, how shall I say it, treat potion making like making soup. With creativity, measuring a pinch of salt to taste, freaking out, and adding an ingredient of their own. Forget that nonsense or you'll be suspended from potion smithing. For your own safety. Pottery and alchemy are exact sciences. All details are extremely important. Every milligram can have a disastrous effect on the outcome. A regeneration potion with the wrong kind of moss turns into magic acid. Drink that and all your insides will fit in one vial. Ouch. That's why it's crucial that you know the recipes for potions. Grams are important too. Suppose you drank a substandard invisibility potion, hoping to get through Dragon's Gorge. And in the middle of the way, the veil falls off. Congratulations, you're now a barbecue. Ouch. And finally, if you go overboard with the ingredients without knowing their properties, you might not live long enough to spill the potion. Don't get me wrong, these walls are indestructible, but I'm getting tired of scrubbing students' guts off of them. Ouch. Because they have ignored simple rules in the recipes. I hope everyone understands me. Didn't you just tell me that nobody fucking died from messing up potions? That's it for today. Well, today's lesson explains why there's so much theory before brewing. I should be more attentive. I have some free time. Maybe I should try that gig at the cafe that Molly offered me. That may help me to cover all the expenses. And I'll have plenty of those if I keep inviting girls for drinks. Yeah, you're giving girls free drinks at this point, brah.
It's looking that way.
Molly, I've decided I'm ready to work. Tell me what to do. That's cool, I could really use the help. I'll serve the guests. Be attentive. Be on time. Maybe they'll even tip you. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go! Working in the cafe allows you to earn some money and get points for your school. This tutorial will tell you how to do the job right and get more money. This is the first out of 5 possible orders. Remember the sequence of dishes when you're ready. Click start. Coffee, pizza, ice cream. You only have 5 seconds to complete the order. Oh, moly shit. Oh, hold on. If you manage to serve the dishes on time without mistakes, you get an extra $5 tip for every order. You can complete the mini game at any time by clicking on this button. You'll get a minimum reward of $10 and $5 for each order you manage to complete. You can get to work now. You can use this button anytime to watch the tutorial again and refresh your memory. Good luck!
Orange juice. That. And.
Oh, you have to hit start. You're doing fine. Keep up the good work.
All right. pizza cake.
What's the cake? Okay. Okay, that is a cake. Ooh, that had me a little... Oh, this is easy. You're a treasure. What would I do without you? Okay, we get good render. I know. Coke, pizza, and ice cream. Holy shit, that's easy. Just magical, Grim. You're on fire. Good lord, those legs. Coke, burger, and donuts. Okay, hold on. Coke, burger, donuts. I just had to find out where they were. The clients are crazy about you. What's your secret? Coffee, pizza, and ice cream. Okay. I like this little mini game. Great job, Grim. Looks like all the tips are yours today. Okay. Grim, I never thought I'd find the perfect employee. But you and I are taking over. Be sure to come again. Of course, always happy to spend time with you and make some extra money. Hey, Molly, listen, I've got to go. I need to catch up with Jacob before he leaves. Really? Why do you need him? I want to join the dueling club. That sounds cool. Your shift is over, so you can go. Good luck. Thank you. Here he is. Phew, I was almost sure I'd miss him because of work. But we're going to get to that later. Because we're done for right now, and we'll see you next time with more Lust Academy.